This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Last summer, after 3 or 4 months of offices being shut down, and just as we were all kind of realizing this pandemic was going to be a thing for a good long while, we asked Mariel Segarra to go back to the office. I mean, not actually back to the office because it was closed, but to the area around our bureau in New York. Midtown East, it's called, 47th and 3rd, give or take. To see how the businesses, all the restaurants and markets that serve the office worker lunch crowds in the before times were doing with no office worker lunch crowds. Mario went back just a couple of weeks ago for another look around.
Up until the other day, I hadn't been back to our office in more than a year. It's in one of those midtown skyscrapers with lots of floors and used to be filled with people. Now it's pretty empty. When I get to our floor, I walk past the containers of disinfecting wipes and rolls of holiday wrapping paper from 2019. It's just really weird. I just have stuff here, like, in my desk and, oh my God, like, stuff from, it just feels like a lifetime ago now. A card that one of our interns wrote to me. These stickers, I don't even know when I got these, with little cats on them. I shake it off and head to the elevator. This is funny. They say they have self-cleaning buttons. I don't really know what that means. I walk outside and across the street to Macaron Cafe, where I used to duck out for tea, a sandwich, or a snack. When I came here last summer, there was a display in the window from Valentine's Day, a giant heart made out of macarons. Now the window is covered in plastic tarp, and the inside is gutted.
There are, like, pieces of plywood on the floor and, like, caution tape hanging from the ceiling, and it genuinely just feels like some things were lost that are never coming back.
I go down the street to the Comfort Diner, where co-owner Tarek Salomon has been trying to tough it out.
We never thought it was going to stay, like, 2 years, a pandemic.
Last year, he didn't think the business would make it. He had so few customers that he went to his landlord in the summer and said, I can't do this anymore.
I called him and tell him, come take your key. I say, because I don't make money.
They made a deal. He'd pay 25% of the rent. Recently, his landlord came back and asked for 50. But he says sales have not gone up by that much.
I said, no, I can't pay 50, so I give him 35%. I tell him, in January, we come to talk again.
Forget about making a profit. One thing that's kept him going, he wants to work, and he doesn't want to stay home. It's not all bleak. I walk by a chain restaurant and see people who've got to be office workers lined up to order lunch in their button-downs and slacks. And Paulina Liss, general manager at an Irish pub called The Perfect Pint East, tells me business has been picking up, and that feels good.
People need to be together, you know? People are not meant to be alone. Once we're alone, we just start getting crazy.
Down the street, there's a coffee shop called Little Collins. It opened in December 2020 and serves stuff like espresso, cold brew, and sandwiches. I talked to co-owner Nick Kerno.
Each week, aside from maybe like a couple of holiday weeks, it's been picking up.
But even with that sales increase and a federal pandemic loan, they have debts to pay.
You know, rent's backdated. We won't be in the green, I don't think, for a wee while yet.
That's just the reality in this neighborhood right now. Things are getting better, but they're still far from normal. It's one of those in-between times. Nobody expected to be here, and nobody knows what's on the other side. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.